Chapter 8, Section 3, Wave Behavior. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn to explain how waves can reflect from some surfaces. You'll learn how to explain how waves change direction when they move from one material into another. And you'll describe how waves are able to bend around barriers. Why it's important. The reflection of waves enables you to see objects around you. Review vocabulary word is the word echo, which is the repetition of a sound caused by the reflection of sound waves. And your new vocabulary words are reflection, refraction, diffraction, and interference. Page 237, reflection. What causes the echo when you yell across an empty gymnasium or down a long, empty hallway? Why can you see your face when you look in a mirror? The echo of your voice and the face you see in the mirror are caused by wave reflection. Reflection occurs when a wave strikes an object or surface and bounces off. An echo is reflected sound. Sound reflects from all surfaces. Your echo bounces off the walls, floor, ceiling, furniture, and people. You see your face in a mirror or a still pond as shown in Figure 11 because of reflection. Light waves produced by a source of light, such as the sun or a light bulb, bounce off your face, strike the mirror, and reflect back to your eyes. When a surface is smooth, and even the reflected image is clear and sharp. However, Figure 11 shows that when light reflects from an uneven or rough surface, you can't see a sharp image because the reflected light scatters in many different directions. Reading check. What causes reflections? Page 238. Refraction. A wave changes direction when it reflects from a surface. Waves also can change direction in another way. Perhaps you have tried to grab a sinking object when you are in a swimming pool, only to come up empty-handed. Yet you were sure you grabbed right where you saw the object. You miss grabbing the object because the light rays from the object change direction as they pass from the water into the air. The bending of a wave as it moves from one medium into another is called refraction. Refraction and wave speeds. Remember that the speed of a wave can be different in different materials. For example, light waves travel faster in air than in water. Refraction occurs when the speed of a wave changes as it passes from one substance to another, as shown in Figure 12. A line that is perpendicular to the water's surface is called normal. When a light ray passes from air into water, it slows down and bends toward the normal. When the ray passes from water into air, it speeds up and bends away from the normal. The larger the change in speed of the light wave is, the larger the change in direction is. You notice refraction when you look down into a fishbowl. Refraction makes the fish appear to be closer to the surface and farther away from you than it really is, as shown in Figure 13. Light rays reflected from the fish are bent away from the normal as they pass from water to air. Your brain interprets the light that enters your eyes by assuming that light rays always travel in straight lines. As a result, the light rays seem to be coming from a fish that is closer to the surface. Page 239. Color from refraction. Sunlight contains light of various wavelengths. When sunlight passes through a prism, refraction occurs twice. Once when sunlight enters the prism, and again when it leaves the prism and returns to the air. Violet light has the shortest wavelength and is bent the most. Red light has the longest wavelength and is bent the least. Each color has a different wavelength and is refracted a different amount. As a result, the colors of sunlight are separated when they emerge from the prism. Figure 14 shows how refraction produces a rainbow when light waves from the sun pass into and out of water droplets. The colors you see in a rainbow are in order of decreasing wavelength: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Diffraction. Why can you hear music from the band room when you are down the hall? You can hear the music because the sound waves bend as they pass through an open doorway. This bending isn't caused by refraction. Instead, the bending is caused by diffraction. Diffraction is the bending of waves around a barrier. Light waves can diffract too. You can hear your friends in the band room, but you can't see them until you reach the open door. Therefore, you know that light waves do not diffract as much as sound waves do. Light waves do bend around the edges of an open door. However, for an opening as wide as a door, the amount the light bends is extremely small. As a result, the diffraction of light is far too small to allow you to see around a corner. Page 240. Diffraction and wavelength. The reason that light waves don't diffract much when they pass through an open door is that wavelengths of visible light are much smaller than the width of the door. Light waves have wavelengths between about 400 and 700 billionths of a meter, while the width of a doorway is about 1 meter. Sound waves that you can hear have wavelengths between a few millimeters and about 10 meters. They bend more easily around the corners of an open door. A wave is diffracted more when its wavelength is similar in size to the barrier or opening. Reading check. Under what conditions would more diffraction of a wave occur? Diffraction of water waves. Perhaps you have noticed water waves bending around barriers. For example, when water waves strike obstacles such as the islands shown in Figure 15, they don't stop moving. Here, the size and spacing of the islands is not too different from the wavelength of the water waves. So the water waves bend around the island and keep on moving. They also spread out after they pass through openings between the islands. If the islands were much larger than the water wavelength, less diffraction would occur. What happens when waves meet? Suppose you throw two pebbles into a still pond. Ripples spread from the impact of each pebble and travel toward each other. What happens when two of these ripples meet? Do they collide like billiard balls and change direction? Waves behave differently from billiard balls when they meet. Waves pass right through each other and continue moving. Page 240, wave interference. While two waves overlap, a new wave is formed by adding the two waves together. The ability of two waves to combine and form a new wave when they overlap is called interference. After they overlap, the individual waves continue to travel on in their original form. The different ways waves can interfere, as shown in Figure 16 on the next page. Sometimes when the waves meet, the crest of one wave overlaps the crest of another wave. This is called constructive interference. The amplitudes of these combining waves add together to make a larger wave while they overlap. Destructive interference occurs when the crest of one wave overlaps the trough of another wave. Then the amplitudes of the two waves combine to make a wave with a smaller amplitude. If the two waves have equal amplitudes and meet crest to trough, they cancel each other while the waves overlap. Waves and particles. Like waves of water, when light travels through a small opening, such as a narrow slit, the light spreads out in all directions on the other side of the slit. If small particles instead of waves were sent through the slit, they would continue in a straight line without spreading. The spreading or diffraction is only a property of waves. Interference also doesn't occur with particles. If waves meet, they reinforce or cancel each other, then travel on. If particles approach each other, they either collide and scatter or miss each other completely. Interference, like diffraction, is a property of waves. And there, if you go on to page 242, visualizing interference, figure 16, whether they are ripples on a pond or huge ocean swells, when water waves meet, they can combine to form new waves in a process called interference. As shown below, wave interference can be constructive or destructive. In constructive interference, a wave with greater amplitude is formed. The crests of two waves, A and B, approach each other. The two waves form a wave with a greater amplitude, while the crests of both waves overlap. The original waves pass through each other and go on as they started. In a destructive interference, a wave with a smaller amplitude is formed. The crest of one wave approaches the trough of another. If the two waves have equal amplitude, they momentarily cancel when they meet. The original wave passes through each other and go on as they started. Reducing noise. You might have seen someone use a power lawnmower or a chainsaw. In the past, many people who performed these tasks damaged their hearing because of the loud noises produced by these machines. Loud sounds have waves with larger amplitudes and carry more energy than softer sounds. The energy carried by loud sounds can damage cells in the ear that vibrate and transmit signals to the brain. Damage to the ear from loud sounds can be prevented by reducing the energy that reaches the ear. Ear protectors contain materials that absorb some of the energy carried by sound waves so that less sound energy reaches the ear. Pilots of small planes have a more complicated problem. If they shut out all the noise of the plane's motor, the pilots wouldn't be able to hear instructions from air traffic controllers. To solve this problem, ear protectors have been developed, as shown in Figure 17, that have electronic circuits. These circuits detect noise from the aircraft and produce sound frequencies that destructively interfere with the noise. They do not interfere with human voices, so people can hear normal conversation. Destructive interference can be a benefit. Summary for Section 3. Reflection. Reflected sound waves can produce echoes. Reflected light rays produce images in a mirror. Refraction. The bending of waves as they pass from one medium to another is refraction. Refraction occurs when the wave speed changes. A prism separates sunlight into the colors of the visible spectrum. Diffraction and interference. The bending of waves around barriers is diffraction. Interference occurs when waves combine to form a new wave while they overlap. Destructive interference can reduce noise. And that ends Section 3, Wave Behavior.